بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I selected a few verses. I'm going to share my screen if that's okay. From Surah As-Saff. And I love these verses. These verses are foundational for any believer. So these four verses set the paradigm by which we have our contract, our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've spoken about them in Jummah khutbas before, but I love it when they're in the juz that I'm assigned. I might choose it every year if I come across these verses in the juz that I'm assigned for the Islamic Center. Because it's such an important, I use these as the foundation when I'm teaching the youth group, when I was teaching the youth group, to really sort of give them an orientation. What is their purpose here on earth and what is the opportunity that lies before them? And here it is, quite simply. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. O you who believe, shall I show you a tijara, a bargain, a deal, a covenant, a pact, an agreement with that will save you from a painful punishment? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out to everyone who has faith, anyone who has belief in their heart. This is for you. It's not exclusive. This is a universal covenant with God Almighty. And here are the terms. You ready? Here they go. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That you believe in God and His Messenger. So this is the easy part. How many of us are already there, right? We already have done that part. So hold on though. There's more. This is our side of the bargain. On God's side, He's going to tell us what's coming. We already know it's going to save us from a painful chastisement, but that we believe in God and His Messenger, alhamdulillah, that's the easy part. Now for the hard part. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That you have faith in God and His Messenger, and that you struggle for God's cause, for the sake of God, with all of your possessions and your whole being, your whole self, your whole person. That is better for you if you only knew. So let me just pause there for a second. The first part is belief. That's the easy part. The second part is doing. And it's not just a little bit doing. This is a full-on commitment that if we do this, God's going to come through with His part of the bargain, which we're going to hear about in just a moment. We already know one part of it. But it's not a small ask. This is a big ask that we are, that God is asking us to commit all of our possessions, which, by the way, here's the secret. We all have by the grace of God. Everything that we have, even when we work hard and we earn it, God gave us the physical body and the opportunity to earn it. So yes, we put forward some sweat equity, but everything else was given to us by God. So ultimately, when He says, share your possessions, spend what you have by way of resources for God's sake, it's really what He gave us anyway. He's just asking us to use it wisely. And our whole persons, which also, hint, was given to us by God Almighty. So all He's asking us to do is to recognize that what we have came from Him and to utilize that for His sake in doing good in the world. All right, what does that mean? To struggle and strive with all of your possessions and all of your person for God's sake? It means to be a good person, first and foremost, and it means to try and make the world a better place. It means to be good to your neighbor. It means to be honest and have integrity at work. It means to strive to excellence in utilizing the capacity that you have been given by God to do your best in serving your family and your community and the world. It's a beautiful thing. It's self-rewarding, but here's God's half of the deal, his half of the bargain. So He already said, He teased us up front. He's going to save us from a painful chastisement, painful torment, i.e. hellfire. But here's what the response, if we give God our full selves and all that we have, here's what God promises us. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Subhanallah. He will forgive us our sins. Now, we find ourselves in Ramadan, and this is the time. This is the time where we can recommit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can seek forgiveness by recommitting to this covenant. That is one way that we can guarantee that we will be forgiven, because God knows we need forgiveness. He promises us that He will forgive us. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That He will also not only forgive our sins, but He will enter us into paradise, underneath, into gardens underneath which rivers flow, into pleasant dwellings in the garden of eternity. That is the supreme triumph. That's not all, though. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. And something else that you will for sure love. نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. So not only will He prevent you from going to hellfire, forgive your sins, enter you into paradise, but He will give you something else that you will love. That He will give you help right here and right now. God will help you in facing whatever challenges that you have in the here and now, if you enter into this pact, covenant, agreement, deal, bargain with God Almighty. And an imminent breakthrough, a near victory, an opening on the horizon, you will have that as well. So help and ultimate success and victory. And give good news and give the glad tidings and share the blessing of this reality with those who believe, as it concludes. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is good news. I should have started with that. I have some great news for you. There is an opportunity for you to engage in this covenant and pact with your Lord and Creator. Now is the time. It is Ramadan to renew. We've already have the belief part. Now let's commit to giving everything that we have that He gave us by way of possessions and our whole selves, our whole persons, for His sake, and doing good. And we will reap the rewards in the hereafter, and inshallah also by help now and in your victory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us in this pact, in our side of the bargain, and help us and give us the stamina to follow through with this commitment. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.